Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
I know what it feels like the first time you see your baby spit up. And then the second, third, fourth time, they're arching their back, they're screaming when they eat. It can be one of the most nerve-wracking situations for any new parent. You wonder if the spitting up is normal. Why is it happening? Do you rush off to a specialist, see your pediatrician? What is it really? And do they have that dreaded colic? Because you've been hearing about that for centuries. Well, my guest is Dr. David Grimes. He's professor and chair of pediatrics at the University of South Alabama College of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Grimes. Let's talk a little bit about babies spitting up. Babies spit up, don't they?
Absolutely. It's a very common symptom, and just that in and of itself does not necessarily mean there's a serious disease that the infant has. There was a study out of Northwestern University that responded to parent surveys, and they found that up to 40% of infants at 3 to 4 months of age would have some spitting up significant enough to be reported by the parents. But most of those children grew out of it and lived normal, happy lives without any chronic gastrointestinal issues.
Why does it happen? Why do babies spit up?
One of the things that predisposes babies to that is there's a muscle at the top of the stomach where the esophagus or your swallowing tube joins the stomach called the esophageal sphincter. And just like most muscles aren't fully developed in young babies, that muscle, which opens to let milk into the stomach and should close at the end of feeding to hold the milk in the stomach while it's being digested, isn't strong enough to close completely during the first few months of life. So when babies, after they feed and when they burp, that muscle can stay more open than it should and let whatever's in the stomach come back out the mouth. As the babies grow older, they start spitting up more when they learn to walk. But gravity will take care of the milk draining down the stomach, and the milk is less likely to build up in the stomach and come up when they burp.
Okay, so first of all, what do we do about it? I mean, we started looking at the formula, you know, seeing if it was like some kind of problem digesting this. We tried soy formula, you know, you end up with Nutramigen, which costs a lot. There's all these different things that happen, and you sort of freak out a little bit. So what are the best ways to deal with this? Do we first see our pediatrician and then hit a GI specialist such as yourself?
Absolutely. The pediatrician, in most cases, can answer parents' questions on feeding and the regurgitation issues with their infants. Many of the children may respond to just smaller, frequent feeding, so we don't overfill the stomach with milk, and burping frequently during feeding. And then holding the infant's head up on the shoulder to burp for about 15 to 20 minutes after feeding to allow the milk to drain off of the stomach before you lay the infant down to sleep or back in a car seat or infant carrier, so there's less milk to come up when that infant is laid back down.
Okay, so I remember that advice of keeping them, you know, upright a little bit. And what about, like, when you're burping them and that comes up? That's just from pure force of air and what's left in there, correct?
Right. That in and of itself does not necessarily mean there's a problem that needs medication, but it can be a normal condition in children. But do talk to your pediatrician about if it seems excessive, and holding them in an upright position for about 15, 20 minutes after feeding can help reduce the amount of milk that may come up after a feeding.
So what are the signs, Dr. Grimes, that this is a more serious problem that would merit a diagnosis of GERD, and then we look at some treatments like, you know, Zantac or Prevacid or some of these other things?
Right. What your pediatrician would look for as to whether to start treatment themselves or whether to refer to a pediatric gastroenterologist would include excessive spitting up to the point where the child is not gaining weight properly. Excessively prolonged feedings where instead of a normal 10 to 20 minute feeding time to till the infant is fed and satisfied. Some of these infants may have feeding resistance where they're taking 30 minutes to an hour each feeding to get the amount of formula or milk from breastfeeding that they normally would take. Then if the child is spitting up blood, that's always a sign of a potentially more serious situation. And then respiratory symptoms with feeding, coughing, choking, severe breathing problems with feeding also could be a sign that this may be GERD and not just simple gastroesophageal reflux.
So what are we doing now for GERD for babies? I remember using Zantac, but then the baby sort of outgrew each, you know, dose as they got a little bit heavier. So are we still doing that? What are we doing now?
Right. So the initial treatment starts with the lifestyle changes, like I'd mentioned, avoiding overfeeding, upright positioning after feeding. In some infants, if there's a suspected associated milk protein intolerance, we sometimes recommend a trial of in breastfeeding mothers avoiding dairy products in their diet, or switching an infant from a cow milk-based formula to a hypoallergenic formula. If after those changes the symptoms still persist, you can reduce the acid in the stomach in a baby with GERD. And usually we do start with Zantac, and that's been around for decades, and we know it's to use in infants. And that would be the next step. And if they still are having troublesome symptoms, including poor weight gain, poor feeding, then you could consider stronger acid blockers if the Zantac is not effective.
Well, and I know that for parents, that's really scary because it involves feeding, because it involves sometimes a choking-like sound. I mean, it really is terrifying. So, Dr. Grimsey, give parents hope about this, about spitting up, what is normal, and really what they should do about it.
The respiratory symptoms certainly can be disconcerting. One of the more positive pieces of news to take away from that is that most infants with the respiratory symptoms associated with GERD are not associated with crib death. So even though it sounds scary with the breathing, usually it's not been shown to be highly associated with SIDS. And so you can, reassure parents that even though their child might have a lot of coughing or choking symptoms, in most cases they will improve as the child gets older, and they will grow out of the GERD symptoms. But again, with the very troublesome symptoms associated with reflux, sometimes it's helpful to have a specialist evaluate to see what treatments may be beneficial for that child.
And just in the last minute or so, just kind of wrap up for us the symptoms and what parents should take away from this and go to their pediatrician about.
Well, first is to realize that spitting up can be common in infants and doesn't always require medications. We usually start with feeding changes, avoiding overfeeding, upright positioning for 15 to 20 minutes after feeding with a head-on-shoulder burping. Looking at a diet in breastfed infants, mothers avoiding dairy products in their diet that the infant may be reacting to, or if the child's on a cow milk formula, considering a hypoallergenic formula. If symptoms are still a problem with feeding lasting more than 30 minutes per feeding, poor weight gain, certainly if the spit-up contains any traces of blood or bile, then the pediatrician should definitely be consulted to evaluate the child, and they can decide if further evaluation by a specialist such as a pediatric gastroenterologist may be needed for the infant.
Thank you so much, Dr. Grimsey. Remember, parents, that this is mostly normal, and the symptoms he described, you call your pediatrician if you notice any of them, but try those simple things keeping your baby more upright after you're feeding. Don't overfeed. These are things every new parent goes through, and we're all going through it together right here on Radio MD and Healthy Children. Stay well.